Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. plays Iran in the World Cup tomorrow. We don't say Iran. We say Iran. We've been saying Iran for years. But Iranians don't like it. It's pronounced Iran. And that was brought up as the tensions are rising between Iran and the U.S. Iranian journalists, we are told, during the World Cup press conference, asked for the U.S. Actually, Iran has been asking for U.S. to be kicked out of the World Cup. So there's a few things that have been going on. First, the journalists, Iranian journalists, they said hijacked a World Cup press conference to ask U.S. players how they feel about representing a quote-unquote racist country. And then they berated them for pronouncing the name of their country wrong. According to Daily Mail, U.S. coach Greg Berhalter and his captain Tyler Adams faced a barrage of politically charged questions from reporters from Iran, who seemingly had no interest in discussing the match that's supposed to happen. Instead, they were intense quizzically on systemic racism in America, strict U.S. visa rules in place for Iranian citizens, and the naval presence fleet in the Persian Gulf. Now, Adams... these are coaches. They're there to talk about sports. It's already hard enough to do a press conference. And, you know, one journalist, said it's not Iran, it's Iran. And it is. I mean, you know, remember when Obama said Pakistan? You know, Pakistan, that's more of a, you know, but we go Pakistan. And it's not pronounced Pakistan. Now, Israel, you could call Israel, you know, Israel, Yisrael. Israel is Yisrael. Yisrael. So it's, but that's okay. You would say Israel, it's fine. But, you know, it's not all countries, you know, making a big deal. People pronounce, look at how we mispronounce Kiev. We were saying Kiev for years, but Kiev was a Soviet moniker for the city of Kiev. That's why it's Kiev. When Putin invaded Ukraine, I explained to you that, you know, we're using Kyiv. Kyiv was, it was always called Kiev during Soviet times because they basically hijacked the name and they used Soviet monikers for names, but Ukraine, it was always Kyiv after Prince Kyiv. So we do want to honor the pronunciations correctly, but Iran has been pretty frustrated with America, as obviously they're might be in cahoots with Putin and helping Putin with drones and all sorts of other things and the nuclear deal. So it's no surprise, but it's going to be a huge matchup. The U.S.-UK matchup that happened this weekend, it was a tie, 0-0, it was a draw. It's kind of boring. Soccer to me is kind of boring. I get how it can be exciting, but, you know, I'm used to football, where you score, you make yardage, you get a fresh set of downs, there's penalties. With soccer, it just seems like they're playing, and you're waiting for a goal. Hockey can also get boring after a while. I love it when they make a goal, and they score, and there are more penalties, and I guess there are penalties in soccer, too, but to me, football... it's just a lot more broken down, and it's easier for me to follow. That's just me. A lot of times I'm just, you know, I get a little overwhelmed, you know, trying to figure out. Because I really want to know the rules. I really want to follow it. I want to, you know, follow the yardage and follow the – so it's really hard to do that with hockey. Cool games, but still. So Iran state media has stated for the U.S. to be kicked out of the World Cup. after United States Soccer Federation changed Iran's flag on its social media platforms to show support for protesters in Iran. The Federation had temporarily displayed the national flag on its official Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook without the emblem of the Islamic Republic. Now, the now-deleted graphic apparently only had displayed the flag as being green, white, and red. Well, green, white, and red can also look like Italy's flag. U.S. Soccer told CNN on Sunday that it wants to change the official flag for 24 hours to show support for the women in Iran fighting for basic human rights, but always planned to go back to the original flag. So the change, they said, was a one-time graphic. According to U.S. Soccer and CNN, they said, we have the main flag on our website and other places. The emblem is currently back on the flag. A spokesperson for the State Department told CNN it did not coordinate with U.S. Soccer in the sporting body's decision to change Iran's flag on the social media's accounts to show support for protesters in Iran. And this is interesting because, you know, this is when sports ventures into politics and how it could lead to these little international crises. I don't blame the U.S. and athletes for wanting to say this is ridiculous what's going on in Iran. The problem is now the State Department has to get involved. Because now, you know, Iran's like, get out. You're disrespecting us. You're disrespecting the flag. You're disrespecting Islam. And it could be an absolute mess. But I understand that athletes want to be able to use the platform to make change. So the State Department says we look forward to a peaceful and competitive match on the field. The United States continues to find ways to support the Iranian people in the face of state-sponsored violence against women and a brutal crackdown against peaceful protesters. Iran state media reported Sunday that the United States should be immediately ejected from the tournament and suspended for 10 games for a distorted image of the country's flag. So they said Team USA, by posting a distorted image of the flag for the Islam Republic of Iran, on its official account, the U.S. football team breached the FIFA charter, for which a 10-game suspension is the appropriate penalty. Now, FIFA did not respond, and now FIFA has to decide who they're going to side with. This is going to be very interesting. So we'll keep you posted, but nothing is without its drama. 1-877-DOCVELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info higher on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Frank calling from Las Vegas. Howdy, Frank. How you doing, man?
Oh, I've been better. It's truly amazing what the human body can endure and take. But I heard your show. I had to be last night, and we have something very much in common now. We both have had the COVID-19, but there are a lot of people. There are a lot of variances. And why I'm calling you is, I didn't even think I, because of my advanced COPD, I'm on 4 inhalers and a nebulizer. Twice a year, when the seasons change, I know I'm gonna have a rough, week or two. And so I thought, and it was that time of year when I contracted the COVID, but I don't think I have it. And I'm hitting, but, when my coffees, which are with some brown sugar and cream, didn't taste like, they tasted like Red Bulls. And I don't know if you've ever tasted a Red Bull. Mm-hmm. They're very medicinal.
Yes.
They're horrible. I mean, how can you, my coffee.
Oh, I like the sugar free. The sugar free Red Bull. I like the taste of the sugar free one. I don't like the regular Red Bull, but the sugar free Red Bull, I do like the taste. But that's just me.
Well, but my point is my coffee should not be tasting like Red Bulls. And, a friend, and then I had no appetite. I had the runs for 3 days. I hadn't eaten in 4 days. I ended up not eating for 2 weeks. I had to force myself because I started getting weak and I knew I was, but before that, then I knew I had the COVID, because I had a fever. I only had a fever for like 3 days.
When was this, Frank?
About 18 months.
Okay.
About 18 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I love the fact that I lost 12 pounds from my gut. You know, that was a beautiful thing, but that's not a healthy way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I'm calling you is you talked about the cerebral, you know, the frontal brain and losing, and you don't, I might be losing my short-term memory because I self-medicate. I've got all four arthritises and neuropathy, and my back's five ruptured. Why I put up with this chronic pain, I don't know. That's probably because I don't want to piss God off if I off myself. So when you caught the COVID, the other one, the famous Dr. Drew, he got the long haulers. Which, you know, I you know, how he endured that, you know, but I had the real McCoy, the worst one, except for the long haulers. You did your homework on the loss of memory. I know you didn't do drugs or drink or smoke. You know, so, did you have all those problems I had with the COVID-19?
So my memory is different, and it bothers me because we don't.
No, no, no. I got that.
Yeah.
Dr. Daly, I got that. Oh, I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
And what I'm angry about, I understand what you're angry about. When first of all, it's not a vaccine, it's an mRNA, and the guy, they won't let the guy on TV that invented the mRNA. My secondary job in the military was biological warfare. What I resent is I've lost my appetite for meat. I have a meat allergy, and you could invite me to Morton's Steakhouse. Yeah, and I have no desire to. You could invite me to Morton's Steakhouse, and I'd be like, well, I'll try to force it down because I know it's good.
right. But that's different. That's definitely a different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've heard from other people. I talked to some specialized RN nurses now and things, and they said, yeah, you can get a meat allergy and a other type of food allergies from this COVID-19.
Well, wait, if you eat meat, do you actually react and get sick, or is it that you just don't have an appetite for it?
I just don't have an appetite. I don't get sick, and sometimes I get a little memory of a good time in my mouth. But you know, it's
okay.
I could care less if I never see a cow again.
Yeah. So usually just for semantics, an allergy is where you would have a reaction like an anaphylactic reaction, and intolerance is where you get the bloating, you get the diarrhea, the stomach pain. A lack of an aversion to it is an aversion, and that I would definitely blame COVID for. We do get food intolerances.
Oh, no, there's no doubt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's no doubt. So what I'm curious, but I'm also curious about, did you not eat? Can you tell me all the things?
When I had COVID, my appetite was down. The headache was horrible, and I couldn't sleep. But the active COVID, the COVID itself to me didn't hit me that bad, because I mean, I did have the vaccine, and I know that's pretty controversial. A lot of people don't like the vaccine, but I think that did help a little bit. Also, I think what helped is I've been exposed to everything being a doctor, so already my immune system is a little tougher. But the big thing for me was I couldn't stop coughing, and I couldn't, the loss of appetite and the loss of taste wasn't that big a deal, because I really don't have much of an appetite, but I love meat. And if I look at meat, I will still sink my teeth into meat. But for me, the thinking changed. And all my friends' phone numbers, birthdays, I don't even remember my nieces and nephews' birthdays. It's when somebody tells me their name, it's harder to remember. And so that's different. And I don't like that about me, because I have the best memory. I mean, I got a 1450 on my SAT. You don't get that without having a good memory. And now I worry if I had to take another SAT. So this COVID, I'm pissed. I am so mad at the scientists. I'm so mad at the leak. I am so mad at how we got exposed to this and why this is not acting like any other virus that I've ever seen. I'm mad, and I'm glad, Frank, you brought that up, and I really appreciate you calling in. We've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about the fear. We've talked about the paranoia. We've talked about the illness. Why aren't we talking about how pissed off we are? We don't like to talk about that in the media. One is, I don't know if you're really supposed to be saying the word, but, you know, it's okay. I think, because we talk about urine. When you're a doctor show, if you could talk about urine, I think you could say the pee-pee word. But they don't want us to blame anybody. They don't want us to, it's okay to get mad. Even if we still don't know exactly what the hell happened. I mean, some people are focusing their anger on Fauci. Some people are focusing their anger on China. Some people are focusing their anger on nature. I would like to confirm and resolve where our focus could be, because I think that anger is going to drive us to make sure that this doesn't happen again, or we have better lab protocols, or if somebody is, you know, making a new virus or playing around with biological weapons, and, you know, we have a little bit more oversight. But a lot of people try to suppress their anger. Now, you should suppress how you exhibit your anger. I don't want you hitting people or punching people. But if you feel mad, be mad. We aren't mad enough. You let's say some of you got a diagnosis of cancer. Go ahead and be pissed. You should be. That sucks. Especially if you did everything right. You ate right. And I mean, you can be mad. You can't. We have to suppress it. You have to suppress it. In a way, in order for you to fight the cancer, you got to get that anger. If you want to fight that cancer and you want to go through the therapy and you want to, it's fightable, you need to do it. If you want to cheat cancer and say, look, I'm not going to let cancer, make me lose my last moments with my family, do that. And I have no problem with people getting angry. Now, sometimes people get angry at the doctor, right? And then they get a bad review. Oh, that doctor ran so many tests, and I have cancer, and I think they did that on purpose to me. I didn't cause your cancer, okay? I'm the one that ordered the test and found it. So I get it. Some people may lash out, and they've apologized, but it's okay to be angry. But with COVID, yeah, I'm ticked. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stop.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Spending is expected to hit a record this Cyber Monday. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. That's despite online retailers starting to charge for returns or charge return fees. And if you are shopping online on this Cyber Monday, Tanner Shin is with Elias Cybersecurity. He has some tips to keep you and your information safe.
Look at that URL, the actual website that you're going to. You want to make sure that it says, you know, yahoo.com instead of yah00.com. There's a lot of lookalike domains is what we call them.
The 19-year-old who killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York during a supermarket massacre faces mandatory life in prison after pleading guilty to state charges Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an Israeli firm has made a micropancreas to cure diabetes. Now, this is something we spoke about a year or two ago. This company was doing it. Now, again, it's pronounced Israeli, but after what happened with Iran, I know a lot of people are going to kind of wonder why we're putting the accent in. In America, we say Israeli, but that's not how it's pronounced. I haven't decided how we're going to move forward with that because I know a lot of people make fun of individuals who, you know, like, I'm going to get a burrito and a taco and Taco Bell. It's like, well, okay, you know, you don't have to necessarily add the accent, but in order to pronounce it right, there is an accent. So Israeli. So anyway, but for now, until we all, you know, eventually kind of decide to be a little bit more authentic, I'll say Israeli company, has claimed that they did create this tiny micropancreas and it is now ready for human clinical trials. Betalin Therapeutics said its, quote, bio-artificial pancreas aims to free patients of the need for insulin injections and blood sugar monitoring. It is designed for people with type 1 diabetes and those with type 2 diabetes who need insulin. It's a Jerusalem-based firm told The Guardian that it would provide a plan for clinical trials to Britain's regulatory agency in August. Betalin aims to begin human testing early next year with the hope of delivering to the market by 2024. Central to the innovation is a biological scaffold adapted from pig lung tissue. It holds beta cells. Those cells release insulin based on the patient's blood sugar levels. So this is very, very cool. An interesting, pigs and Israel. That's interesting. They say the miniature artificial pancreas, just visible to the naked eye, is implanted under the skin on the thigh using local anesthesia, so you don't need a major surgery. So this could be pretty darn cool. 460 million people live with diabetes globally. I think it's even more. We have a third of Americans pre-diabetic. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. This could be pretty darn cool. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The next major COVID variant is poised to be more deadly. That is what they're saying, as South African researchers found that the COVID infection mutates over time. An HIV-infected patient noticed its issues, its COVID infection, and the cell death infusion increase over 6 months. Now, rather than the idea that you get COVID, it's in your system, it goes away by day 10, I don't think that's true. I think for some of us, it could live in us. I think we have tons of now Omicron variants, whether they just were made spontaneously in nature or a lab is still leaking them. But I don't think we have even begun to understand all the possibilities. So now we're being told that an ultra-infectious Omicron strain emerged almost exactly a year ago, and its mutated spinoffs have risen to the top in virtually every country in the world, being reported by Daily Mail. Now, there's a lot of milder versions than the original one that massacred a bunch of us, but that doesn't mean all mutations are going to lead it to go more weak. Many mutations do. Many mutations can kill something, can make it more weak, but other mutations can turn it more powerful. Researchers in South Africa say the virus still has the potential to get deadlier because they examined an immunocompromised HIV patient who harbored the virus for half a year. Over that time, the virus evolved to cause more cell death and cell fusion. It also led to more inflammation of the lungs. They said these effects more closely resembled those of the ancestral COVID strain than the Omicron strain, according to Alex Segal, leader of the study. They said the patient is one of the longest known sufferers of Omicron, which itself is widely believed to have evolved in someone with a severely weakened immune system. Immunocompromised people cannot adequately clear the infection, so the virus had a chance to replicate and persist. So China is now having another COVID outbreak. They believe, and what people are worried about is what's going on in China now with 40,000 new cases a day. They are worried that this could spawn a new variant. Now, I'm a little nervous because when they say, all right, guys, be careful because coming out of China, we could have a new variant. Well, then I'm like, why? What happened at the lab? I'm like, okay, wait a second. You know, why are you cluing us in? Something's up. So I'm not very trusting. China's trying to do a draconian zero COVID policy. But, a big thing I have, an issue I have, is the more draconian you go, the more people lie. How many of these vaccine cards were fake? There were lots of fake cards, and they arrested a whole bunch of people administering fake cards, but people were saying, look, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm not going there. And they got a hold of the card. They filled out the card because they felt they couldn't go anywhere. Same thing with being tested. You know, I had a mom say, oh, my kid has the flu. So this is now going on. There was kind of a serious side effect. And I go, oh, they had the flu. What happened? Were they diagnosed over the phone? No. Somebody at school had the flu, and her symptoms, the patient's symptoms, were identical. Identical. And I'm like, was the person diagnosed with flu diagnosed over the phone, or were they swabbed? I don't know. It was the flu. So we don't really have a lot of diagnoses now because people are saying they have something. And I bring this up because a lot of people don't want to say they have COVID, but they say they have the flu. Apparently, if you have the flu, once you're better, you can still get on a plane. If you have COVID, you have to still isolate for 10 days. So I'm hearing a lot of people say, I have the flu. I'm like, do you really have the flu? Yeah, I have the body aches, I have the fever, I have the cough. Okay, but COVID does the same thing. So, you know, the more strict you get, and trust me, with Thanksgiving, nobody wanted to miss out on their flight. Nobody wanted to miss out on the festivities. So I think a lot of people lied. And I think a lot of people are going to continue to lie and say they have the flu when they don't. Or say they don't have COVID when they don't. And that's just where we are because they don't want to have to isolate. They don't want to miss work. They don't want to miss travel. They don't want to miss the party. So we're at a point now where I think, especially our country, the majority of the people reject a lot of this. In fact, you know, there was a court ruling. This is interesting. A court has rejected San Diego Schools District COVID vaccine mandate. The California 4th District Court of Appeal ruled against San Diego Unified School District's COVID-19 student vaccine requirement this week. On Tuesday, the appellate court agreed with the lower court's ruling from last year that the school district does not have authority to establish its own mandate. The court rejected the district's several defenses of its mandate, including that it is in line with the responsibility to keep the students safe, that programs can be created to meet local needs, and that the mandate is not actually a mandate because it allows for students to do at-home independent study. The problem is if kids want to go to school, they can't. And if they don't want to do at-home study. So they said students could do that if they choose not to comply with the mandate. So San Diego Unified is examining the appellate court's ruling and will consider its next steps. Why are they trying to force the shot? In May, the district decided to stay the mandate, which could have immediately required students age 16 on up to get the shots in order to attend school in person and participate in extracurricular activities until July 2023. Of course, medical reasons were allowed, but not personal beliefs. So the mandate did face a legal challenge from the parent group Let Them Choose, according to Fox News, and they did file a lawsuit in October 2021. I told you guys, look, if you want the vaccine, it's there. I think the vaccine does help. I got the vaccine, but it should be personal choice. Nobody should be forced. Anybody who thinks they had a reaction or anybody who thinks that it's going to do them harm, they should have that choice to not get it stuck in their body. It's personal choice. So I am no fan of mandates. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. all goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So Matthew said his wife gets mad at him for saying quesadilla when it's quesadilla. And the topic that has come up, and understandably so, I knew it was going to come up. I knew this was going to come up at some point, especially, as I said before, when President Obama had said Pakistan a little bit more ethnically than what we do in America, saying Pakistan, you know, with the long A. And I love having a twang because it gets rid of my lisp and I can say words with a twang much better, but it's not the ideal pronunciation. And so with Iran, and we are going to pronounce it the way it's supposed to be pronounced because we don't want to insult another country. To recap, at the World Cup, the coaches at a press conference were, you know, beat up by Iranian journalists for racism in America and mispronouncing the name. And the journalist said, quit calling our country Iran, it's Iran. And that is how they pronounce it. Now, we just changed monkeypox to mpox. All right, this is going to be the decade of anything you grew up with that you thought was supposed to be standard. If it is found to be inappropriate, if it's found to be insulting, if it's found to cause a stereotype or anything wrong, it's going to get changed. This is, I think, the decade where I think everybody is going to review that. And like I said, in medicine, there's going to be changes with medicinal names and monikers and things like that. So it's going to be a very transitory time, and we're going to have to catch up. In fact, the World Health Organization gave us a whole year to catch on to the new mpox name. Because they think there's a lot of graphics, there's a lot of things with monkeypox. So the World Health Organization has given us a whole year to get rid of monkeypox. Well, these countries, España, Ukraine, I think if I'm pronouncing it right, Israel, Iran, Iraq, they're pronounced differently than when America pronounces it. And so, you know, I understand that we have American terms for things. I mean, Australia, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Australia, right with the accent, I'm not very good with that. Great Britain, London? I can't do the London accent. By the way, the accent changes, whether you're in North Great Britain or South. So are we now going through this process where we will pronounce names correctly? What about, you know, quesadilla is a yummy eat that we have. What I love to get myself a quesadilla. It's not pronounced quesadilla, a quesadilla. I pronounce it quesadilla, but it was Napoleon Dynamite, where the aunt or the mom, I think it was the aunt, said, oh, Napoleon, just make yourself a damn quesadilla. So it's quesadilla, but it's still not pronounced. It's quesadilla. I think the D is like a TH. I have to double check that. I forget my rules. So you guys would pronounce it taco, burrito. I can't throw my R's, so I can't say burrito correctly. Chimichanga. Mojito, margarita. So there's an accent and there's pronunciation. If you pronounce something correctly, oftentimes the accent will be there. But we're going to step on some uncharted territory where individuals trying to pronounce things correctly may look like they are mocking that country. And we need to be very careful with that. And this is what happens when we start to, we go on this path of progression, which needs to be done, but we go so quickly that we don't huddle first and say, okay, guys, this is where we're going to go. So I don't know if you guys remember that Saturday Night Live skit. I think it was Saturday Night Live with, is it Jimmy Smith? The one that was in Star Wars and I think L.A. Law. Yeah, Jimmy Smith. So he is, hold on a sec. I'm not sure if he's Puerto Rican. Hold on. I want to know what his nationality is. I thought he was Puerto Rican. Sorry. I don't know if we know his, I don't know if I have that. Well, he was born in Brooklyn. So he's born in Brooklyn. But anyway, so we'll find that out. But he's in this skit in Saturday Night Live, and he's with more Caucasian type non-Latino, shall we say, non-Latino co-workers. And they want to welcome him as one of them, but they want to order lunch. So somebody brings up, I guess, Mexican food, and then they all use the accent. And they use the accent almost ridiculously. I want a taco and rice. Okay, well, you don't call it a taco and rice via taco y arroz, but still, I want a burrito. I want a quesadilla. And the way they were pronouncing it was almost in Jimmy Smith's character. Like, look, guys, you could just say burrito. It's fine. You could just say. But they were really trying to be authentic. This is where I foresee us going with this. I think we should be pronouncing it on Iran. Israel, Israel, Israel. I don't think Israel cares if you say Israel. You know, Israel, you could, you know, that's fine. You know, we were talking about the new little micro pancreas diabetic possible cure they've been working on for years. So it's going to be good news. Report came out of Yerushalayim, which is Jerusalem. So we have a issue where we could be insulting countries. I don't think Israel cares if you say, you know, Jerusalem. That's fine. That's the American spelling of Yerushalayim. But there is a respect that is, you know, that is required when these other countries are saying, look, you're mispronouncing our country. You're mispronouncing. And Iran is pretty ticked off at America and vice versa. This is the tensions are high. And I really hope the World Cup, you know, isn't the source of the next World War III, because Iran wants the U.S. now ejected after them hosting the flag without the emblem on it. And so that's going to be, and they want a suspension, and it's going to be definitely a big controversy. But we do need to have this discussion of where are we going to move forward with that. Like, you know, with there's Yiddish words, glitch, a glitch. It's a glitch. You guys say something, there's a glitch. Well, that's a Yiddish word. Are you guys pronouncing it correctly? There's a lot of words we're not pronounce it correctly. Your Toyota, Isuzu. So I had an Isuzu, and when I told people I had an Isuzu, they said I was pronouncing it wrong. It's Isuzu. I go, but there's the S and there's the Z. It goes, it doesn't matter. The way America did it is they flipped the letter, but it's Isuzu. Isuzu. So do you say I have an Isuzu, or do you just say I have a So I think we're going to, remember, nobody wants to be bigoted, racist, discriminatory. So are we going to have people fear and just not say the word because they don't want to say it wrong? And this always happens when we do something and we mispronounce and we do things wrong, and then all of a sudden we have to look at, as I said earlier, what we had to do with Kiev. We've been calling it Kiev ever since the 90s, post-90s, Ukraine said, look, that was a Soviet moniker. It's Kyiv, named after Prince Kyiv. And it only took us until Putin invaded Ukraine for us to pronounce it correctly. 30 years since the fall of the Soviet Union, we should have been able to do it sooner than that. So we're playing a lot of catch-up. And so I will be calling it Iran. That really is how you pronounce it. Pakistan. I mean, there are proper pronunciations, and I know it gets frustrating to learn something new. But we also have to make sure that people don't get, you know, criticized for trying to be authentic with the pronunciation. Because, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen when we, you know, order at El Del Taco. Because somebody's going to, I think, overdo it. 1-877.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.